I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The president of Mexico says his country will not accept the deportation of migrants by officials in Texas, describing a law passed by the US border state as dehumanizing. Andrés Manuel López Obrador said the law, which has been temporarily suspended by a federal US appeals court, was contrary to international law. The legislation would empower Texan officials to deport people suspected of illegal crossings. Republican governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, insisted the new law was necessary.
Joe Biden, through his actions, is violating the laws of the United States of America. That's exactly why I declared our authority under Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution. Texas has a right to defend ourselves, and we will use that authority to declare an invasion and fight back against that invasion.
French regulators say they'll fine Google more than $270 million for violating intellectual property rules. It concerns breaches of compensation agreements made to news publishers for reproducing their content. Alice Adderley has more details.
France's competition authority said Google failed to respect commitments made 3 years ago to negotiate fairly with French news organisations on how much to compensate them for using their content. The regulator also found that Google used material to train its AI chatbot, Bard, since renamed Gemini, without notifying the publishers. Google says the fine is disproportionate. Google and other tech giants have been accused of making billions from news without sharing the revenue with the people who gather it.
The president of the Zimbabwe Miners Federation has appeared in court after the authorities accused her of attempting to sell three mines she didn't own. Henrietta Rushwaya had been arrested after a complaint about mining transactions. Last year, she was convicted and fined for trying to smuggle gold bars worth over $300,000 out of Zimbabwe. A court in Brazil has ruled that the former international footballer, Robinho, must serve his prison sentence there for a rape conviction handed down to him in Italy. Robinho was sentenced to 9 years for the gang rape of an Albanian woman at a nightclub over 10 years ago. Here's our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha.
He was a big Brazilian football team star, had played for Manchester City and was playing for Milan, for AC Milan. And this girl went to a VIP area in this nightclub, and she was basically encircled by Robinho and five of his friends and raped several times. He lost the first trial in 2017, appealed, and eventually he left Italy before the final appeal, fully aware that the Brazilian constitution bans the extradition of any of its nationals unless it's for drug trafficking offences.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. A Russian court has ordered the detention of two employees of an LGBT club in the city of Orenburg on suspicion of being members of what it called an extremist organisation. It's the first such case since Russia banned the international LGBT movement last November. The Israeli military says it's killed two senior members of the Islamic Jihad group in an airstrike on a car in the occupied West Bank city of Jenin. One of those killed is alleged to have taken part in an attack in May last year that killed an Israeli settler. Palestinian health officials say at least three people were killed. The Venezuelan opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, has accused the authorities of what she called brutal oppression after two senior members of her party were arrested. The two leaders of her Vente Venezuela party are accused of planning riots in an opposition-controlled state. They deny the charges. Scientists from Switzerland have discovered the fossilised skull of an enormous river dolphin in Peru from a species thought to have lived in the Peruvian Amazon 16 million years ago. They say it would have measured up to 3.5 metres long, making it the largest dolphin ever found. Lipika Pelham reports.
The researchers from Zurich University told the New Scientist that the area where the fossilised dolphin skull was found was once covered by an insanely big lake, almost like a little ocean in the middle of the jungle. They said that the raised crests on its head make its closest relative the South Asian river dolphin. The ancient creature's elongated snout, large teeth and small eye sockets suggest it was a predator with poor eyesight. The new species, Pebanista yacuruna, has been named after the mythical aquatic people, the yacuruna, believed to inhabit underwater cities around the Amazon basin.
That's the BBC News.